Bill Owens, Democrat of New York's 21st District. I guess I want to ask you first about the NSA. What is it?
Well, it's the National Security Agency. It is the agency basically that is in sort of broadly in charge of our security, particularly from the cyber space right now. But it has broad powers in terms of protecting the homeland, if you will. Obviously, they've been in the news a little bit lately with some of their activities. Let me first say to you that I voted against renewal of the Patriot Act and renewal of the FISA court. And I did that because I had some concerns about the nature of the controls that were lacking, in my view, in this process. So there is always a risk when you have this kind of activity going on, given the vast volume of information that is held by the government or anybody else, for that matter, who might have access to this kind of data. And Snowden, the person who did the release recently, is a great example of that. He was a private contractor. He got access, obviously, fairly easily, and he did something that is likely illegal and could be very dangerous to national security. I don't dismiss that at all, but more importantly, what it shows you is that someone who has bad intentions, whether it's in the Snowden direction or in another direction, actually can access and control this data. That's what worries me more about this than anything else.
Now, there are many people who think Snowden, the leaker, may turn out to be a hero, that he didn't have anything reason to do it other than ego, maybe. And now he has ignited this national debate as to whether the NSA and other people have too much information and are monitoring the way we do things, that we communicate with each other.
And I agree completely that we need to have this national debate. We need to understand again what the risks are versus on both sides of this coin. There's risk to our security, if you will, from someone trying to do us harm, but there's also risk in people having this kind of data about us because that data can be misused.
Yeah, you mentioned J. Edgar Hoover, and for years, every politician in America was scared to death of the guy because, you know, he really did find out about their personal lives, sent agents and the rest of it, and he could never really be fired, which is why we have limits now, as you know, on how long an FBI director can serve.
That's absolutely right, and that's exactly the kind of problem that can occur. In my view, we do not have adequate controls on that process. NSA and other groups have said, well, Congress is aware of it. Certainly Congress is aware of it, but it's aware of it at 40,000 feet. It's not in the weeds. We need to have some vehicle built into the system that ensures that the data is not being reviewed by inappropriate people. And Snowden is the prime example of that. He walked off with data he never should have, A, had access to, and B, had the ability to remove.
On the other hand, there's something that people say these days, which is that there is no such thing as a secret. I mean, you know, it's almost impossible to keep anything private.
Unfortunately, I think that is growing truer by the day. But I do think that we need to make sure when it is the government having access to this data, that we are really putting the right audit provisions in these bills and into these programs so that we can, to the maximum extent possible, it will never be 100%, but to the maximum extent possible, we need to be ensured that somebody like Snowden doesn't access this data for other purposes.
Are you getting the information you need? Are you being briefed as a Congress? I'm told that one of the reasons that the reaction has not been overwhelming on some of this stuff is that everybody was briefed.
Well, again, as I said before, I think we're getting briefed at 40,000 feet. We're not getting briefed. The questions that I would be asking and ask are, what audit provisions do you have in place? Obviously, they're very weak because Snowden accessed it and took it. And nobody knew that he had done that. So there was no system in place to flag an inappropriate access or an inappropriate download.
Bill Owens says WikiLeaks and previous disclosures have shown this has been happening with some regularity. What disturbs me, I'll be honest with you, is the fact that when we have the CIA and everybody else, and when the wall came down and communism ended all those years ago, nobody knew it was happening. I mean, with all of the stuff that we have, the big picture, forget about the little stuff, the big picture doesn't seem to be clear.
Well, that's a very interesting analysis, Alan. Whether or not they would share with you the fact that they knew, I'm not so sure, and the reason being they may not want to tip off what assets they had inside the Kremlin, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And since this was a positive development, there was no risk. And this is it's clearly a balancing act. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And if somebody makes, I'm going to call it a judgment I would disagree with, I'm not sure that I would necessarily be calling for his or her head.
Mm.
What I'm more concerned about is the fact that I want to know that there are protections in place that are auditing people who have access to this information in terms of what they're looking at and whether or not they're downloading this information for potentially inappropriate uses. That's where we need to enhance the system, in my view. I don't think there are adequate protections in place.
What's going on, Bill Owens, at the border? I know that you've always made it clear that everything we can do to keep the Canadian and U.S. relationship tip-top is important, enhanced driver's license, that kind of thing. Are you satisfied, or do you think there's more work to be done?
Well, actually, I think that this is moving along a very good track. The relationship between the U.S. and Canadian government, by and large, is very good. I think that it's in the best interest of the Canadians to keep the border fluid, and in my view, in our best interest as well. Obviously, you need to make sure that we're keeping the bad guys out, but I think, on balance, it's moving in the right direction. I think that there's appropriate levels of interest in Canada and in the U.S. government to make sure we're doing those things. I will also tell you that in large measure in Washington, the Canadian border is ignored.
What do you mean?
Well, people, if you sit and listen to a conversation, turn on the television, listen to the immigration discussion, tell me if Canada is mentioned once.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say that if it happens, it was probably a mistake. That's one of the areas, that's both good and bad. Again, from my perspective, it's good because it allows us to work behind the scenes to make sure that that border keeps fluid. But at the same time, we don't want to see anything negative happen because people are focused on the southern border. And that almost happened recently when the administration attempted to put in provisions to study a border fee. I came out very strongly against that. I was successful in the Appropriations Committee in having that stricken, and Senator Leahy has done the same thing in the Senate. So I feel very comfortable that at least for this year, that's not going to be an issue.
Congressman Bill Owens, I can't tell you how appreciative we are that you come on and talk to us regularly here on the Congressional Corner. And when we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about the Appropriations Committee, which you just mentioned, okay?
Thanks, Alan.